And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate be not loosed from the ephod. And they did bind the breastplate by his rings unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not be loosed from the ephod, as the Lord commanded Moses. And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him that hath his shoe loosed. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands.
Because he hath loosed my cord and afflicted me, they have also let loose the bridle before me. Who has sent out the wild ass free? Or who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass?
The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free.
Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. Ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. None shall be weary nor stumble among them, none shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. Thy tacklings are loosed. They could not well strengthen their mast. They could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of a great spoil divided. The lame take the prey. The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and every one's bands were loosed. On the morrow, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, and set him before them. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them, and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoist up their mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. Cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go